To start Live Ops, click the phone icon at the bottom left of the Unified Agent console screen. The Live Ops login panel displays. Andy will enter his username and password. Help Andy finish logging in by clicking the Sign In Now button. Then, click to start. The Live Ops status panel displays Andy's name and shows that he is currently offline. The Live Ops phone panel also displays with Andy's name and the time. The Live Ops phone panel also displays a drop-down list of call status options. For example, Andy can use this list to indicate when he is in a meeting, at lunch, or logging information. Click the drop-down list box to show Andy the options for his call status. Select Go Online so that Andy can start working with Live Ops. When the Live Ops sign-in window displays, click the Go Online button. The Live Ops status panel and the phone panel now show that Andy is online and available for calls. There are three tabs on the phone panel. The Call tab displays information about Andy's call quantity and call time details. The Log tab displays a time-stamped log of information about Andy's Live Ops call connections. And the Tools tab displays an audio test function and a means to send a debug log if Andy experiences problems with his calls. A customer's phone number is displayed in the Unified Agent console case screen, and Andy can make or receive calls while viewing the account, contact, and case information. If Andy switches to the feed view of the case, he can then log the information about the call, where they will become part of the case record in the Unified Agent console. Andy doesn't have to take unnecessary time to locate the information he needs, and the customer has a seamless call experience as the case is being worked. Now, click Next to continue the course.